Yeah.
It's time for Esmeralda Leon to come on down. It's another edition on the Nick DiGilio Show on WGN 720 of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Esmeralda Leon loves to check out as seen on TV items and products and gadgets and stuff. Falls for the infomercial. If she had unlimited money, she would probably buy 80 million of the as seen on TV gimmicks and items. So we've decided to test our knowledge of Esmeralda and her instincts by playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? Now, Vic, are you ready?
Yes.
Dan, are you ready?
I am indeed.
Dan always does the best, though. Dan, I think you've won all of them except for the tie that we've had.
I believe that is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, Vic, we got to put a stop to this nonsense.
Starting to have a fear of failure complex with this segment.
Is it a... Is it a fear of hearing this?
Yes.
Okay. I can't guarantee you won't hear it this morning. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
Item number one, and by the way, if you would like to see these items in their full glory, you can check them out, see them for yourself. I will describe them, but if you want to see them, go to facebook.com/NickDShow. The lay bag. This is suggested by listener Kathy in Antioch. Now we're starting to get listener submissions for this. Which is good. You want to submit items for this? For future Would Esmeralda Buy This? Check it out. The lay bag. It allows you to perfectly relax anywhere. Festivals, camping, or barbecues. Perfect combination of an inflatable chair with beanbag chairs. Made of super strong nylon fabric. No external pump needed. Can be inflated and deflated within seconds and stored in a small carrying bag. Never lose time chillaxing thanks to your lay bag. And it's $79. And this dude is enjoying it in the picture. He's enjoying it on the side of a rock. It's like laying on this thing. And the lay bag. Okay. So who do we normally start? We start with Dan, right?
Yes, although Vic had suggested we vary it because it may give me an unfair advantage.
He's the one that just kills it every week.
All right, so well, then Vic, we'll start with you.
He should probably go last.
We'll start with you, Vic.
Just in fairness.
Lay bag.
No.
You're saying no.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
Okay. All right.
I don't think she'd be just like laying down at events. She seems like the type of gal who's out, you know, roaming around and being, you know.
Would, yeah.
Having fun with
and
people.
Would she precariously put it on the side of a rock like this moron does in the picture?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
All right. So a no from Vic. I am going to say no as well. I don't see this being a big priority for her. Although she did like the pizza slices in the damn pool. She did like those stupid things. All right, but I'm going to stick with no. Dan, where are you going on this one?
You know, she does love her chillaxing, but, I just picture her, you know, having similar experiences that I did to, like, beanbag chairs where you just, like, you can't get out. And it's just, like, the worst feeling in the world because it always happened at a party in somebody's basement. And you're right. Trying to get up, and it's just, like, awkward, and you never look graceful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will say that if somebody bought it and had it at a party, she'd lay on it, but she would not purchase it herself.
Okay, so it's a clean sweep here. It's unanimous. Vic, myself, and Dan are all saying that Esmeralda Leon would not buy the lay bag suggested by listener Kathy in Antioch. All right, Esmeralda, would you or would you not buy the lay bag?
Yes, I would buy it.
Oh, boy.
You overestimate my wanting to move around at concerts and festivals. I love sitting.
Okay.
And the fact that it can be inflated without, like, you don't need anything.
I'm curious as to how it's inflated without needing a pump, because
yeah,
this is a big thing.
Too.
I mean, if that thing can actually fit in like a backpack or something.
I've seen things online where they just kind of roll them out and they somehow inflate. I mean, I don't know how, but I'm going to assume magic.
Okay. All right, well, what the hell's going
Sorry,
on?
Sorry, that was customer service trying to explain to me how the lay bag inflates. I'm watching. Apparently, it's just full of air. Like, you open it up, and you just move it around like a kite, and it just fills.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. How is this not on the inventions of all time list? I mean, what the hell is this? This is against the natures of science right here. What are we talking about?
We'll post the link.
All right.
The Tarzan-looking dude opening up his lay bag and opening it up. And
do you think maybe they have a lay bag in the new Tarzan movie coming out on Friday? God. All right. Well, so we're none of us got any of that one. All right. All right. How about this one? Star-shaped fruit and veggie grow molds. Suggested by listener Paul. Another listener suggestion. Star-shaped fruit and veggie grow molds. Enjoy star-shaped tomatoes on your pizza. Process your own star-shaped pickles for everyone to enjoy. Add star-shaped fruits to your salads. So far this sounds like the stupidest thing of all time. As the plant grows, the mold forces the fruit or veggie to grow into a star-shaped thanks to a twist tie. Set of three reusable molds, comes in three sizes, small for potatoes or tomatoes and fruits, medium for cucumbers and eggplants, large for thin squash and English cucumbers. Molds also come in a heart shape. Oh, by the way, price is unavailable because it's currently sold out. All right. Does Esmeralda want to grow star-shaped vegetables and fruit? Vic?
I'm going to say yes, because I think she would dig having the little stars on her pizzas and things
okay.
like that.
All right. Yes. So, yeah, yes from Vic. I am going to say no, because personally, I think this is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. And Dan?
I will vote yes. She's eating a lot more salads these days, and that will help and make the enjoyment of those salads better.
Seriously, because a tomato is shaped like a star, it's going to taste better?
The little things, man.
All right. All right, Esmeralda, we got a split decision. I said no, and Dan and Vic both said yes. What do we say?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
I thought it was a cutout thing, and then as you were reading, I'm like, wait, it's going to grow that way?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a little frightening.
It is,
honestly.
And so you guys get this.
And also, I have a black thumb for growing things.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm up one. I got one, and everybody else has zero. We got a break. We'll come back with more of Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right, and it's coming up next. Nice choice. Michelle from Geneva requested Stevie Ray Vaughan. Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray. Taken from us way too soon. All right. So it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich in the opening bell. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Steve Cochran, who is going to be with us for 4 more years. Couldn't be happier about that. I'll be on Steve's show a little bit later on at 6:20 to talk about the box office and talk about some other movies and things like that. Always a pleasure to be on Steve's show, and I'm so thrilled that my friend is going to be with us for another 4 years. It's great. Great news. All right, let's get back to Would Esmeralda Buy That? So, all right, are we ready now? Let me recap the score. It's 1 for Nick and 0 for Vic and Dan. How about that? All right, let's continue, shall we? All right, next on the list here of things that we're wondering of items that would Esmeralda buy them? Floaty pants, hands-free flotation device. Floaty pants. Floaty pants are the ideal hands-free flotation device. Just step in, buckle up, and prepare to relax. Sit in the water without treading or holding on. Stuffed with super floaty and water-resistant EPE foam, neoprene crotch to increase comfort and reduce chafing. I'm concerned. The one thing I'm concerned about is this neoprene crotch, because it says increase comfort and reduce chafing. Why doesn't it say eliminate chafing? That's my question. I think it's more important to eliminate chafing than, because, well, there might be a little chafing. I don't know. So the Floaty Pants hand-free flotation device. The picture is very special, by the way. If you might want to go to the website, go to our Facebook page and look at the picture of this item. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, Vic, yes or no on the Floaty Pants?
I'm going to go with a big no on that one.
A big no on the Floaty Pants. Okay, I am also going to say no on the Floaty Pants. No on Floaty Pants. Dan.
But she just told us how much she like loves relaxing.
Yeah.
Like how important it is to her.
Right.
I would have said yes if not for the crass image. So I will say no.
So the picture. So all three of us again have said no. Okay. Esmeralda, Floaty Pants, would you buy them?
No.
Look at that. We all get a ding.
Good job.
Can you give us a ding? That was a weak ding. There you
there
go.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it would be the only time I'd have abs. If you could see there's a little some painted on abs.
Yeah.
I know it says that you're going to float, but wouldn't it? I would think you would fly backwards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how it's working. But for me, Esmeralda, I mentioned, aren't you at all concerned about it's just reducing chafing?
Right. I shouldn't have chafing down there.
No, you should not have chafing.
And anyway, I will have my whole pizza floaty thing.
That's
so
right.
Why do I
you
need
don't
this?
Need it because you're going to have a slice of pizza. You're going to be floating on a slice of pizza.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So far, two for me and one for Vic and Dan each. All right. Let's continue. Eat, drink, and be standing plates. A high-rimmed edge and built-in center cup holder keeps both your food and cup contained. Easy to hold and carry with one hand, perfect for parties or gatherings. Because it's easy to hold, it allows for easy eating when there is nowhere to sit. Comes in packs of 12, symmetrical design, stacks neatly and compactly. Durable construction, is easy to clean, and bottom rack dishwasher safe. It's made in the USA, 1995. So that, I guess that's for a pack of 12. And if you look at the picture, everything is itemized. It doesn't look like it's going to fall over. You can put your drink on the same plate as your food. So the eat, drink, and be standing plates. Vic, what do you think?
Yes.
You're going to say yes. Okay. I, too, am going to say yes. And the reason I'm saying yes is because she got very excited about the soup with the cracker thing.
Mm-hmm.
That item. Dan?
I agree with your assessment. It's a yes.
So you're saying yes. Okay. Esmeralda, the eat, drink, and be standing plates, would you buy them?
Yes.
Look at that.
This is genius. How has no one thought of this yet? I mean, I do this at parties on my own. Like, you put the cup in, but, you know, you don't know if it might tip over.
It's not going to tip over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
All right. You're very excited about the eat, drink, and be standing plates.
I'm just going to carry my own pack of 12. I go to any party.
Now, question here is, are they reusable?
Yeah. Yeah, they're easy to clean and bottom rack dishwasher
safe. That's right. Okay. I think that's a bargain for 12.
Yeah.
$20 for 12 of them? Wow. Hell, I might even order these and I don't even go to parties anymore.
Just
stand around my apartment. Look at all this. Look at, I can walk around with, look at this. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't even have a cat. All right. So, all right, the score right now is 3 for me and 2 for both Vic and Dan as we continue. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
The Smart Rope, an LED embedded jump rope. Not since Crisscross has anything made. Oh, no. No, no. Come on,
man. Go on.
Did they really make a Crisscross reference here? You didn't write this, did you, Dan?
I did not write that.
Not since Crisscross has anything made you want to jump. Well, that's just a fallacy. Her pants are not on backwards. Her clothes are not on backwards.
No, they're not.
How can you tell?
Well, it's certainly the top is not on backwards.
The chafing.
It's reducing. This is the thing. The rope is embedded with a strip of LEDs. It will display your jump count in midair. easily synced with your smartphone, displaying calories burned and workout times. Smart Rope sell in extra small for those who are 4'5 to 4'11 through extra large for those who are 6'3 to 6'8. The colors are black, chrome, and gold, and it's $89.99. Now, if you look at the picture, this woman is very happy to find out that she, it looks like it's 2015 jumps, is what.
Good for her.
I would not be that happy after that many jumps.
No, she's not even sweating or chafing. All right, so the Smart Rope, an LED embedded jump rope that gives you how many jumps you have. All right, Vic?
No.
And you're going to say, wait, is there a specific reason why you?
No.
All right.
Simple enough. All right. I am also going to say no. This is not an item that I think Esmeralda would go for. I just think it's dumb. Okay. All right, Dan.
I think she would use it at a party, but not buy it.
Okay. All right. Well, it's again three no's. We've been agreeing a lot. Three no's on this one. So, Esmeralda, would you buy the Smart Rope?
No.
Another ding for us.
Yeah, I'm not a big jump roper.
Yeah. I didn't think you were.
It's a lot. All right.
No, I didn't think you were. It just doesn't seem like I don't see, you know, I know that like you do work out and you exercise and stuff. I don't see you as a jump roper.
Yeah, and it's too much.
Yeah.
And what big deal, big whoop. I can see the numbers.
Yeah. But it's so cool. Look at her. It's the future.
Like we need to be reminded we could do seven jumps.
You know? Right? Exactly.
Took me a half an hour to do seven jumps. I hate this damn thing.
Right.
All right, but it can sync up with your smartphones.
For the seven jumps.
For the seven Great. Jumps. That's right. All right.
You lost half a calorie.
All right. Okay. I think we're going to break. We're going to in a couple of seconds here, and then we'll come back. We've got three more items for you. All right, Esmeralda?
Okay.
All right, so far I'm in the lead with four correct guesses. Vic has three correct guesses, and Dan also has three correct guesses. So I am in the lead at this point, but we will continue to find out whether Esmeralda would buy that. And again, if you would like to see the products and the items and the on TV, as seen on TV stuff that we are describing, it's all on our Facebook page. The pictures, the ridiculousness. You might want to check out the floaty pants. That's a pretty special photo right there. So you can check that out, facebook.com/NickDShow, and we will continue with would Esmeralda buy that right after we take this break because it's time for weather and for traffic. Yeah. The great, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Michelle from Geneva, thank you very much. That ends our two for Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wild Card Wednesday, where you also program the bumps. Okay, we got three more items to get to. Esmeralda, are you ready for the next item?
Yeah.
All right. Vic, Dan, ready?
Yes, let's do it. Right.
Snore Stopper Boxing Glove Stick. First of all, you have to see the picture. You really do, folks. Go to facebook.com/NickDShow and look at the picture of this one. The Snore Stopper Boxing Glove Stick. Is your partner keeping you up at night with their constant snoring? Then the Snore Stopper is just what you need. It's a small boxing glove attached to a wooden stick, so it won't take much to get your point across. Funny yet useful, the Snore Stopper is a must-have for any snorer in your life. Materials, boxing glove, polyester filling with wooden stick, $18.95. So it's a plastic thing filled with polyester, and it's on a stick. So you can basically punch the person in the face while they're sleeping, as is... This woman looks evil, by the way, in this picture. I think she's possessed by Black Phillip.
She's getting real into it.
Yeah.
They don't look like they go together, do they?
No, they don't.
Odd couple.
They look weird. She's got like a nose ring. She looks like she's going to kill somebody. Meanwhile, he's like trying to read, and he fell asleep reading a lovely little book. And she's punching him in the face with the snow stick. Snow stick. The snore stopper stick. All right, Vic. Yes or no on the snore stopper?
No.
Okay. I, too, am going to say no. It's just stupid. Especially for almost $20. All right, Dan?
I think she would be kinder to somebody snoring. I will also vote no.
So that's three no's. We've been agreeing a lot here. So that's three no's. The snore stopper boxing glove stick. Esmeralda, yes or no?
No.
There you go.
Although I would not be kinder to people who snore. I just punch it with my hand.
Yeah, you don't need it.
What do I need that thing
for? You don't need to spend $20 on a stick with some polyester on the end of it. Just slap the guy in the mouth.
I got righty and lefty.
That's right. I got two waiting for you right here. All right. All right. The score, 5-4-4. Okay, here we go. The automatic toothpaste dispenser and holder. Free up space around your sink with no more toothpaste mess. Unscrew a toothpaste roll and insert it into the holder mounted on the wall. Just a little push of your toothbrush against the inside lever and you have the perfect amount of toothpaste in only a second. No need to drill any holes. You can use mounting tape. $10.49 for the automatic toothpaste dispenser and holder. This is an interesting one. All right. Vic, what do you say about the automatic toothpaste dispenser and holder?
I think it's great. I honestly, one of the most annoying things in my day is having to grab toothpaste out of the medicine cabinet. I don't know why, but it annoys
me.
And then having to put it back. It always falls off the tray. I got to put it back. So I'm going to say yes.
You sound like one of those people for the infomercials.
Yeah.
The befores.
Do you live on a boat? What the hell?
My medicine cabinet tray is only about 2 inches wide.
And also, good for you. That's the most annoying thing of your day.
Yeah. Boy, you have a great life. So you're voting yes. You're voting yes. I, too, am going to vote yes on this. I think that this is an item that that Esmeralda would enjoy using. And I actually personally, like you, Vic, well, I don't get mad because I have to put toothpaste back, but I think that this is kind of a cool item. I think it's kind of cool. So I'm going to vote yes as well. Dan, what do you think?
I lean towards yes, but I need to make a move, so I'm going to vote no.
Dan's got to make a move. He's got to make a move.
Wow.
All right. So the automatic toothpaste dispenser, Vic and I both say yes. Dan says no. Esmeralda.
Wrong place to make a move, Dan. I would buy that. Yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Okay. I admire your bravery, Dan.
Yeah, because I think the last one, I mean, we've tied so much, and the last one I think is going to be a tie anyway.
I'm not seeing the next one until we get to it. But I like this idea. I think it's pretty cool. I really want one.
I don't know about the holder.
Yeah, there's another.
The side thing.
Yeah. Well, you don't have five people living in your apartment.
Right.
So you don't need that.
One sad, solitary toothbrush.
Right. I mean, I keep my toothbrush in a little cup on the sink.
I have it's a little stick on the mirror. It's an elephant trunk. And you can pop. So it's like its mouth is open. And you
stick it into the... Of course you have that.
A friend of mine got it for me.
Of course you do. A little elephant. And is holding your toothbrush.
Yeah, he holds a toothbrush.
If I would have known that, I would have gone, yes.
You would have known not to make a move there. All right. All right. Final item. Are you ready?
Yes.
Stone Forest Natural Bathtub. Carved from a single... By the way, you got to see the picture of this one, too. Carved from a single block of granite or marble, created by former climbing guide Michael Zimber to mirror a bath in the wilderness. Granite is chiseled and rocky on the outside and smooth with smooth interior. Marble tubs are polished all over. They weigh from anywhere between 1,600 and 2,600 pounds, and prices range between $10,000 and $14,000. And again, we've decided that the prices aren't really a factor. It's the item itself. So the Stone Forest Natural Bathtub. Vic, yes or no?
Just the sheer weight of this thing, I don't think she would go through the trouble. 26, okay. No.
You're saying no.
No.
I too, am saying no to the Stone Forest Natural Bathtub. Dan, what are you going to say?
I will vote no because she can't bring along her elephant holding toothbrush thing.
Yeah.
And stick it to the mirror.
It's not going
to
work. Not going to work. Okay, Stone Forest Natural Bathtub. Esmeralda, yes or no?
You know, I have to go with no.
Okay.
Because it doesn't do anything, right?
It's a bathtub.
It's just a tub.
Yeah, it's a tub.
Like, I was hoping, oh, maybe it keeps it warmer.
No.
Nope, it does nothing.
Tub. Okay.
I want one of those tubs with the claws.
Okay. We have to move into a really old place for that.
Right?
Yeah. All right, hang on. We'll get the results of Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that? But we want to find out what's coming up on the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Morning. All right.
Well, we have some good news for you on the markets. The sell-off may be over from Brexit. All of the indices, including U.S. stock futures, are actually higher this morning, significantly higher here in the U.S. Dow futures up about 201 points. That's about 1%. Still a lot of gain, ground to gain. And we will talk with CNN Money's editor, Heather Long, coming up right off the top here at 5 o'clock to see what is happening with this Brexit, how it's affecting us here in the United States, how it might affect us moving forward. We'll break it down for you. Coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, Steve. All right. Here are the results for this round of Would Esmeralda Buy That. Dan with 5. First time Dan has been in last place.
Oh, no.
It's because of that move you made, man. And it's an admirable move that you did.
Got to take chances.
You got to, man. You got to. Vic comes in second.
See, I stopped taking chances. Second place, I'll take it.
Okay, and I win with 7. It's the first time I've won.
Good job,
Esmeralda. Would
so
Esmeralda
now you know what to get me for my birthday?
Yeah, the stone granite bathtub.
No, were you not listening?
What? A copy of Old Yeller.
No, God.
You don't want a copy of Old Yeller?
I'll just sit in that bathtub. And cry.
How about Marley and Me? You want a copy of Marley and Me?
No, I'm cool.
Have you seen that movie?
No, but again, I've heard how it ends.
Yeah. That was one of the movies on my flight to Ireland.
Oh, that's uplifting
and
wonderful.
Well, it was because I had seen it already.
Right.
And so we're on the flight and, you know, the movie's on and everything. And this, again, was when I was a drinker and I'm terrified of flying. So anytime I would fly, I'd get hammered. And so I was a little drunk on this flight. Mm. And so I put the headset on. I start watching Marley and Me. And I guess a lot of people in the plane had never seen the movie before. Because when the dog bites it, the entire plane just started weeping. And
you
I was just,
as well?
No, because I was drunk. And I was like,
I would think that would make it more so.
Yeah, I just didn't, yeah.
You're just like, what are you crying about?
Yeah. No, I was just curious to see how people were going to react, you know? And then the other movie that followed that, because, you know, it's like a 9-hour flight.
Turner and Hooch.
The movie. No, it was not Turner. It's not Turner and Hooch. It was that movie where Jamie Foxx plays the homeless cello player.
No. Was this plane running on tears?
Well, we were going to the happiest place on earth.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah. So that what the hell was the name of that movie? Robert Downey Jr., Jamie Foxx was a cello player.
Oh, I refuse
to
see it.
The pianist.
The soloist.
There you go.
The
I
soloist.
Refuse to see it because I know I'm just going to cry.
Yeah. No, that was – I'm trying to remember the other one, what the other one was.
Oh,
and
gosh.
On the way back, it was The Young Victoria. Oh, the other one, the first one that they showed on our way there was The Fantastic Mr. Fox. So that.
Okay.
That,
so
yeah.
They, and then it just,
then it
on
just
a
went.
Low note.
Yeah.
Great.
Just like, yeah. Closer we got to the Blarney Stone, everybody was like, oh,
puffy
God.
Eyes. That's what you want when you yeah. get off a plane.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Esmeralda, we'll do that again sometime soon. Tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday. We'll see you then. Okay, Esmeralda?
See you then.
All right. See you later. We'll take a break. The news is next.